Mark, last December, when you issued your list of top 10 technology predictions for 2011, on it was Google loses its way, failing to answer the critical question, what business am I in? And judging from recent news stories questioning why Google's expenses are growing a lot faster than its revenues, I'd say you're on target with that one.
Seems to feel better and better, doesn't it? It's a prediction coming true before our very eyes.
Yeah, well, in that prediction, you said the company would be perceived as confused and unable to develop or support long-term strategy. Is this death by a thousand profitless successes? I like how you put that.
Thank you. I have to say, you know, we saw the guy who was called the adult supervision get kicked upstairs recently, and so Eric Schmidt is no longer CEO. I think there are a lot of industry watchers who have the feeling that that was perhaps a sign underlining this prediction.
Well, what do you think is happening? I mean, I look at Google, and of course, it started as a research project by a couple of doctoral students, and I kind of wonder, you know, even though it became this huge multi-billion dollar company, that maybe it still is a research project.
That's quite possible. It's likely, when you look at all the companies that have come out of Stanford and other nearby universities in Silicon Valley, often it was the case that there was no business model to start with, or a very weak one. And in Google's case, really no model at all. So the $25 billion today in ad revenues was no part of their plan at the beginning of the formation of the company. And that can lead to all kinds of problems in the future. You know, when you have that much free money and it wasn't part of the plan, it's hard to get discipline later and figure out what business you're in.
But I almost wonder, you know, some of the big technology success stories sort of seem like lightning strikes or just a real happy coincidence. And Google, to me, kind of seems that way. They weren't out to conquer the world or make this huge multi-billion dollar company. It just kind of happened. And I just wonder if, well, maybe they're throwing all this money at different projects just to see what sticks on the wall, just to see if anything works, if maybe they're just trying to recreate the original magic. Or does that make any sense?
I think you're onto something there. We could probably make up a name for it, but when you get to be really, really big, really, really fast, there seems to be a temptation in the office of the CEO to be everything and do everything. And this is true for IBM, it's true for Microsoft, it's true for Google, it's becoming a little bit true for Apple. And so it's a problem, you know. It's like you need a little discipline. And I think you need to decide, what are we going to be good at and maintain dominance in, and where do we need to defend and where don't we need to defend? We can't defend everything.
Well, Mark, you know, let's get back to your original prediction. You know, Google is failing to answer the critical question, what business am I in? How would you answer that question for them?
They have some really huge strengths in what people call geo, you know, all the things having to do with the GIS or where are we, location-based issues, and in mapping. That's so important. I think that they ought to push on that. They own that. And if I were running Google, that's where I would go. And I would let go of some of these things which you see somebody else doing, but it really isn't in your world.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries. His website is at stratnews.com. We spoke by phone from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly Digital Future Conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.